In the Hunter on 981 2NM and on iHeartRadio, this is 2NM Local News.
Good morning, I'm Darren Katrupi in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The state government says productivity of many Upper Hunter farmers will continue to be severely affected while ever MR358 remains closed. We can reveal this morning that the all-clear to start work on rebuilding the section of road linking Merriwar to Willowtree has been put on hold until the federal government confirms the funding needed for the project is available. Regional Transport and Roads Minister Sam Faraway says it's time for the Commonwealth to cough up the cash sooner rather than later.
I have met with the new Infrastructure Minister Catherine King and her office. I have raised this road, the importance of rebuilding this road. And what I would say is that if ALBO is going to govern for all, we need to ensure that we have roads like this that are rebuilt, that reconnect these communities, that offer those freight connections, that assist our primary producers getting their produce from paddock to port or paddock to plate. And in doing that, we need to fix this road.
Animal Liberation says establishing a greyhound retraining and rehoming centre in Martindale is not going to change the cruelty these animals endure. Their reaction follows the Hunter Valley Newsroom stories last week, featuring assurances from Greyhound Racing New South Wales Chief Rob McCauley about how they provide the best of care for their dogs. But Lisa Ryan from Animal Liberation says, unfortunately, most of the population turned a blind eye to what is really going on.
You only need to spend just a small amount of time reviewing the current racing injury and death statistics, both on track and off track. The long list of never-ending inquiries and adverse findings against New South Wales participants to see how rotten this industry has always been and continues to be.
And Muswellbrook Shire councillors will meet tonight to review their spending priorities. The state government will provide the Shire $10.2 million for new infrastructure under the Resources for Regions Fund. Muswellbrook Mayor Steve Reynolds says it's good business practice to ensure they get their spending priorities right.
We need to really be selective of how we're going to go about it and what we can achieve to provide a more inclusive, accessible and sustainable community for everyone to use. So when I say no, it hasn't been selected, there's a list of projects we need to tick off that had already been committed to. Everyone will have their option when it comes to council, but everyone out there will have their external ideas of what we should do, but there's been a long list of projects inherited that we really need to get to work and get rid of those before our costs start to blow out.
Singleton will also be given $12.7 million and Upper Hunter Shire $2.1 under the latest round of this grants program.
2NM Local Sport. Thanks to Double R Equipment Repairs. Double R. Watch twice as good. Visit dblr.com.au.
Newcastle Knights coach Adam O'Brien says he's really pleased for the whole club after yesterday's win over the West Tigers. The Knights holding on to beat the Tigers 14-10 at Campbelltown Sports Stadium. O'Brien says it was a great all-round team effort.
Yeah, I thought the 2 minutes before half time, two or 3 minutes before half time, and the 2 or 3 minutes before full time summed up what we want to be. You know, we'll get some things wrong and it'll be ugly at times, but they fought hard in those periods and kept turning them away. So for that, I'm really proud of them.
In Group 21 action, another cricket score for Scone as they move closer to finishing the regular season on top of the table. The Thoroughbreds thrash Greater Brenxton 54-6. Denman came away from Aberdeen with the two competition points. The Devils beat the Tigers 22-12. And Muswellbrook celebrated Old Boys Day on Saturday by defeating Singleton 36-16. In football, a great win for Singleton in the Premier One League competition. The Strikers scoring a 3-1 victory over Toronto Awaba, who sit one place above them on the table. Scone are on top of the Newcastle Interdistrict ladder after beating Edgeworth 4-0 on Saturday, and the Muswellbrook Eagles defeated Fletcher FC 3-0. Now, you're up to date with the latest news and sport from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. I'm Darren Katrupi.
2NM Weather.